We are coming to you live from the sunroom. My wife is asleep, and if I'm going to make some noise, I need to go out to the sunroom to make some noise because my wife is asleep, and I might have woken her up when they did that. When there was that fast break, where cut it to 10, like 3 minutes left. They missed this shot. We had a fast break. Curbelo to, I don't care, remember, to DeMonte for the layup. I pumped my fist. I screamed. I realized she's asleep. She'll forgive me in the morning. But, oh, she's got to get up really early. Dang it. Well, that's all right. Sorry, baby. I didn't mean to, but you got to understand how big that layup was. I paced. I'm sweating. I can feel the sweat dripping down my neck. Right now, I paced the entire second half. This is the biggest single win. I can't even talk. Like this is the biggest single win since I started the book. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. I started the blog in 2000. Technically I got the domain name in 2008, and wrote that one post about like Jeremy Richmond and DJ Richardson and Brandon Paul. And then I took it down and then I put it up years later. And that was in like November of 2008. My first real post was January of 2009. Oh, I can't talk. And so January 2009 to today, football, basketball, this was the single biggest moment. This was the single biggest win. Now, Duke might turn out to be like bad and like, you know, and then, you know, they fall out of the top 25. It's like, oh, yeah, well, we should have beat them or, you know, whatever. They're going to do the Kentucky thing where they lose for a bit and then get it all together and all their kids start playing well and win the ACC or whatever. But this was my team, the team I cheer for, the shirt I wear 80% of the time, 90% of the time, 90% of the time since I quit my job on Valentine's Day have I worn Illini gear. Yes, I would say 90% of the days since February 14th, I have worn Illini gear. That's what I do every day. That's what I do, what I did all around in St. Louis. That's what I've done for years. That's what I've done for decades. And since 2009, this is the single biggest win. Not hyperbole, not anything else. We're the number six team in the country. We went to Duke and won. ESPN, whoever makes the matchups for the Big Ten ACC Challenge, said, who are you putting against Duke this year? Michigan State? Nope. Iowa? No, let's have them play North Carolina. Let's have Illinois play Duke. We had to go to Duke. We go on the road. And we won easily. Like, I already know what I'm going to write about. I already know. Oh, it's got an echo in here so much. I don't care. I already know what I'm going to write about because, like, I don't, and you don't, know how to watch that game, right? Like, you know, just think about our nerves, right? Think about why I'm pacing. Think about everything that we did during this game just now. Let me just say it this way. This is, I always have to have a for you kids kind of moment, okay? Like, 2000, 2001, the Frank Williams team. Like, there were times where, like, a team would cut it from 16 to 10, and I wouldn't get nervous. Like, we got Frankie, man. Like, come on, he's going to take over. Like, this is what we do. We're not going to, you know, the thing that shattered when Rich McBride's three-pointer was a tenth of a second too short is that invincibility, right? And And since then, I mean, we're up 19. Kofi misses the bunny and then misses both free throws, which would have put us up 20. You thought it. I thought it. Your neighbor thought it. Your roommate from college thought it. We thought, oh boy, there's the moment, right? Right? Could have made it 20, either by making the layup or one of the two free throws. And immediately it's down, back down to 14, and whoop, there it is. I didn't mean that to be the song, but back down to 14, cut it to 12. Oh God, here we go. I'm pacing. Oh no, here it comes. You know, we're so conditioned for that. But okay, let's just say say the 20s belong to the Illini, right? And let's just say like this kicks off a super streak that next year the Miller and Curbelo team. I'm getting off track. Let's just say that this kicks off a long run, right? Let's just say the 2020s are the 80s, whatever. You know, like let's just say we turn things forward and we go. We're going to look back at this game and we're going to say, gosh, I can't believe how nervous I was when they cut it to 12. They never in the second half got it under 10 points. We were in complete control the whole time. We won by 15 at Duke. And yet I was pacing and I was, oh God, here we go. You know, we're so conditioned, right? And it's with good reason. I watched Washington, Virginia Tech in 06 and 07. Like, I know what's possible with a 12-point lead late. You know, God, I can't stop stuttering. Like, we know what happens. And we're conditioned to be like, oh, God. And someday we're going to watch a game like this. It's going to happen that we're going to watch a game like this and we're going to stay on the couch. And we're going to be like, you know what? We have Io, man. Like, he's cool, calm, and clear. Oh, we need a burst. Oh, we got Curbelo, man. That guy will snake through anything. Why should I worry? You know, if they cut it to maybe a two-possession game, my heart rate will go up a little bit, but I mean, it just keeps bouncing between 12 and 16, 12 and 16. This is game over. Like, let's get back-to-back road wins and really roll into the Big Ten season here. That's going to happen. That's our future if this sustains as a rebuild. Like, we can legitimately look at Illinois basketball games when the lead gets cut from 16 to 12 and not even bat an eye. Like, it used to happen and it can't happen again. God, am I going to sleep tonight? How am I going to sleep tonight? You know how long I've been waiting to write a post like this? Oh, I'm waiting so incredibly long. I'm kind of in disbelief. This feeling it's been so long. You know, last season was great. And the Wisconsin win, the Michigan win, the last second shots. The Purdue, like, hold Purdue to 37, you know, with that feeling like, wow, we might be really, like, really good. But last season didn't have on the road at number 10, win by 15, tied for Coach K's worst non-conference loss in his entire 41-year career. Like, It's not a 14-2 lead and the game's over. Can you think about that? Like, can you comprehend that? Can you have a moment there? Can you think about that? 14-2. And so I tweeted this after the game, and somebody said they did cut it to 8 in the first half, like 28-20 or something like that. And then we pushed it back to 10, and then they never in the second half got within single digits. the Duke Blue Devils, the number 10 team in the country, never got within single digits in the second half at home. Just bathe in it, right? I don't... Oh, man. That's just... Man, it's been a long time, right? This journey. Good Lord. Ugh. Oh. I mean, yeah, look, we got a long way to go. I'm not declaring us back. I'm not gonna Texas Sam Ellinger Texas football. Long road, full season, COVID's looming. Virginia, Michigan State's not going to have, like, you know, it's going to be a weird, wild ride. So I'm not taking anything for granted. We got a long way to go. Nothing is accomplished yet. However, ACC Big Ten Challenge, ESPN, featured game. No NBA yet. No hockey yet. Featured game, ESPN, right before the SVP Sports Center. Number 6, University of Illinois, destroys Duke in really the only sporting event on anyone's TV in this country tonight. Go.